صوت أهل السنة والجماعة، صوت مركز الصحابة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners of Sirius FM as well as مركز الصحابة, the voice of أهل السنة والجماعة, we welcome you to this program. It is الفقه على المذاهب الأربعة, jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. Today we'll be discussing Easter. Let's welcome Honorable Mufti Saab on this particular day, the 18th of Shawwal, 1446, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 17th of April, 2025. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa nazaid khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, as we see many advertisements, even in Muslim stores, about Easter eggs, Easter bunnies, and the rest. Mufti Saab, what is this whole Easter about?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulih al-Kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 18th of Shawwal 1446. I'll give you a broad understanding from the Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah and Fatwa of Sahaba and some books, and then always we must start from abroad and then we come to the specific. Quran Kareem teaches us in chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 50. Surah Ma'idah, verse 5 and verse 51. Take these two verses together and already you will start already getting your answer. Quran Kareem teaches us, أَفَحُكْمَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ يَبْغُونَ. Hamza istifham. The Hamza there, what people call Alif, technically is called Hamza. So the Hamza day is for interrogative. So what? Are they the people looking, searching for the laws of jahiliyyah, the laws of ignorance? So any law which violates our sharia and it undermines our sharia or tries to undermine it, Islam calls it jahiliyyah. See, already what a big lesson. أَفَحُكْمَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ يَبْهُونَ. Chapter 5, verse 50. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حُكْمًا لِقَوْمِ يُوقِنُونَ. Whose laws can be better than that of Almighty Allah? Whose verdicts any better? But who will accept it? Only a people, لِقَوْمِ يُوقِنُونَ. People who have yaqeen, firm conviction, in the inner recesses of their heart. So that is already the first usul, first principle we should understand. Now we come to a little bit more specific. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in chapter 5, verse 51. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, ay iman walo, O you who believe, 89 times this phrase has been used in the noble Quran. La tattakhidhu al-yahuda wal-nasara awliya. That never take the Jews and Christians to be your protectors and your friends, your bosom buddies. They are the friends of one another. And just look at Gaza, look at Palestine for past 80 years plus minus. So clear it is, the Jews and Christians are friends of one another. And remember that they are enmity towards Islam is so much. They forget their internal differences and they want to massacre and kill the Muslims. They are the real terrorists. Now Allah is warning us, and what a warning. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ مِنْهُمْ. You befriend them, you love them, you love their culture, you love their festivals, you love their entertainment, you love their dressing, you love their schooling, you love their way of thinking. So everything of theirs you love and you want to imitate and mimic them, for innahum minhum, you become part and parcel of them. Now this you call in our technical jargon, wa'idun shadidun, a very, very severe warning from Almighty Allah. And then in the ending, always there's a clue there. All these short lines in the ending is a clue, is a qarina, is a sign. Inna Allah la yahdi al-qawm al-zalimeen. And the people who indulge in this, they are zalims. Inna shirka la zulmun azim. Shirk and so ascribing somebody something to Almighty Allah is the worst form of shirk, is the worst form of zulm and oppression. So inna Allah la yahdi al-qawm al-zalimeen. Then verily you will not, Allah will not guide these zalims. So we are bent on evil. Now you just look at your Saudi Arabia tonight, tomorrow, they got the big extravaganza there, millions of dollars spent on the singers, male, female, the nudity, and the jol and party atmosphere, carnival atmosphere. So Friday, Saturday, you must be there. Easter Friday, Easter Saturday, and so. And Sunday, you go to Jeddah and enjoy the Grand Prix, you see. So that is what it is all about. So can you call such people Muslim? According to me, they can never be Muslims. People who try and encourage all this, they promote it, they advocate it, and so forth. The Quran Sharif, Sunnah Mubarakah, everything we speak, we give you reference. So Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Man tashabbaha biqawmin fawa minhum. Authentic hadith in Abu Dawood and Musnad Ahmad. Who mimics and imitates a people, a nation becomes part and parcel of them. See, are we not mimicking them and imitating them? We consider it our honor. Never mind saying it's good, we consider it is my prestigious honor. I feel happy, elated, delighted. And Trump is coming, so he is the biggest chief in the world. So now we must go out of the way, give him half a billion, half a trillion, 1 trillion, all that dollars and all that. We must please him. Never mind Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is displeased. Never mind Muslims are displeased. Never mind Allah is displeased. Allah forbid. See, where and where we are gone. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's authentic hadith in Musnad Abi Awana. Man kathara sawada qawmin fawa minhum. Who increases the numbers of a people, so you become part and parcel of them. You see that? So you must understand these issues and understand it properly. So Quran Sharif, Surah 5 verse 51, two ahadith, fatwa. Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala nos fatwa mentioned in Bayhaqi. He said, Ijtanibu a'ada Allahi fi idihim. Ijtanibu, stay. Therefore you call junub. Wa in kuntum junuban fattaharu. In those days there were no bathrooms and toilets and all that inside the house and all. So if you were junub and you were a person, you needed the first ghusl, mandatory bath and compulsory bath. So junub, you had to go far away to go quietly and make ghusl and come back. So, there, what he said, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that, what was I said now? So, you must remember what Sayyidina Umar said, that about the festivals of the non-Muslims, فَجْتَنِبُوا أَعْدَاءَ Allah. But what the first word it was? Then understood. So, you must remember that when it is the festivals and so forth, of these enemies of Allah, then stay far away from the enemies of Allah. You see that? So you must remember this. When these enemies have their Eid, so you must stay, فَاجْتَنِبُوا أَعْدَى Allah. Stay far, far away from the enemies of Allah during their festivals and so forth and so on. You see that? So that is what we should understand. And that is fatwa of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And so when these enemies have their Christmas, their Diwali, their New Year, their Valentine, their Easter, their Mother's Day, their Father's Day, so all these type of things, فَاجْتَنِبُوا أَعْدَى Allah fi عِيدِهِمْ. You see, there's it there. اجْتَنِبُوا أَعْدَى اللَّهِ fi عِيدِهِمْ. You got it? So Eid, when is there festivals? So you must stay far, far away from the enemies of Allah during their Eid and festivals and so. So that is clear now, Quran Sharif, Sunnah Mubarakah, Fatawa, verdict of Sahaba. I was reading one article that a person wrote, very nice actually wrote. He said that إِذَا لَمْ يَكُنْ قَوْلُ الصَّحَابَ مُخَالِفًا لِهَذَا الْقَوْلِ فَهُوَ حُجَّةٌ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ. When a Sahabi passes a verdict, and then there's no other Sahabi, especially the senior ones, who pass the verdict contrary to that, so that qawl, that fatwa of the Sahabi will be hujjat and dalil in Islam. So we must understand these issues properly and all that. And he said, وَهُوَ قَوْلُ التَّحَاوِي. He's an Arab alim, and I was surprised he quoted Imam Tahawi. Normally, very seldom they'll quote Imam Tahawi. You see? So he said, وَهُوَ قَوْلُ التَّحَاوِي رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ. So that is a masla finished now. Now you want to know our contemporary society, so you must get these two books. This person here, he's from Canada. I know him personally. And he went to study in Jamia Islamia, Medina. He embraced Islam. And when I went to Canada thrice, he contacted me once. And mashallah, he was a good friend of mine. And he said, I want to meet you. I said, Ahlan wa sahlan, ya Sheikh. Please come. And we had a good chat, 1-2 hours, you know. So his name, Sheikh Abdullah Hakim Quick. And they call him Dr. Abdullah Hakim Quick. And the book here, you can see, Maulana Zahid, Holiday Myths. So when I was with CII, yeah, when I started with CII, 2001 January, you see, I came here to this house, 16 January 2001. 15 January I was in Heidelberg. I slept there, my luggage came through, and you know, all the stuff, but I slept there, and then I came here. Then Ashraf Bhai Ali, you know, Siddharth, he came to see. Jazawullah Khair, he did me a big favor actually. So he saw the house was in bad condition and he said, you better fix the house up and start next week Monday. I said, Jazakallah Khair. And he brought the pizza also, vegetable pizza. So he asked, I said, Javed, that's all right. So that was one favor he did. I can't forget that. It was a very good favor he did. So 22nd January was my first broadcast, you see. Now, on top was the studio here in Lens, and the bottom was the shop. So once a month, or once in 2 months, Hassan Bhai, the other brother, he was running the shop, and you know, he was in charge. So, sometime I had to go and look, and I found this book, and I found it very... See, the price is still there. Can you see the price?
Gee.
20 rand. Yeah? You can see? Gee. Yeah. So the price is still there. So I gave him 20 rand for Hassan, but I started laughing. I said, leave it. I said, no. Business, we must pay, you know, all fairy tales. So then I paid him his 20 rand and I took the book. Till now, I use it. Now, for you Muslims who don't know Arabic, Urdu, all that, this book is a masterpiece for you all. Holiday Myths, Unveiling the Truth About Christmas, New Year's Eve, St. Valentine's Day, Easter, and Halloween. It's all on the cover, that is. Holiday Myth, Unveiling the Truth About Christians, New Year's Eve, St. Valentine's Day, Easter, and Halloween. I'll read 1-2 passages just now from here. Then the person is Dr. Sheikh Abdullah Hakim Quick. You see, African, but Muslim, Canadian, and so forth. Master in English language, master in history and all. And it's called the Islamic Revival Series. You see that? So he wrote 1-2 very nice books. This is one of the good books. Then Sheikh Ahmed Didat, when I was in Newcastle, rahimahullah, I used to go there to Durban, because Newcastle is halfway, like, you know, you come down, you come Heidelberg, you go up, you go Durban, you see. So once a month, once in 2 months, I must go, you see, take my wife and all that, my family is there. So they want to go town and this, I just take them, park there in Nickel Square, that parking I knew. You know Durban Nickel Square. You go on top and park there. So from there, they go shopping. I go, no, I'm not interested in all this shopping and all this. They got their money, they must bust it up, what they want to do. So sometimes my sister, sometimes my wife, sometimes my mother, whoever is with it. Sometimes my masi, my mother, I just take them, you see. So I go sit there by the old place. You see, you climb up the stairs and all that there. So that they were Sheikh Ahmed Didat, you see. So then I said there, no, you should think I'm Gujarati. You should speak, Maulvi Emche and a Temche and funny remarks he'll make. You know? I just keep quiet, you know, stood there and I just listen. Because in and out, these whiteys are coming, people are coming, there's that. They want to debate with him. And so in the ending of his life, this book was written, I think. You understand? It's called The Choice. You see that? So you must remember Ahmed Didat is written there. And they got a nice this thing, you understood, write up about him, about the author. Yes, he was born in 1918 and he came to South Africa when he was very young and all that. And the Christians, they started mocking him. Then he found the book of Izharul Haqq by Maulana Karanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, you understand? So then that is what really, then he told the Christians, me, I'm prepared to take you on. You see that? And this type of thing there. And then he passed away and all these kind of things here. He was awarded the King Faisal Prize in 1986. And then in 96, you know, after his tour to Australia, then he had a stroke. And then he was, you understand, better. I mean, to see him even then, there in Vellum, he should communicate with his eyes. You understood? So this book here is got how many parts? So you must remember, it's got many parts here, you see. So mashallah, and you'll find it, you know. So in the ending of the book, he's got about this Easter. So that's why I like this book too much. So I keep it. So now, I even know the page number. Page 456, you see. So now let's go to page 456 and we read there what he says. It's all to do with Jesus and all to do with Easter, right? So we read... If some place will make you laugh also, you know, Ahmed Didat, mashallah, Sheikh. But religion is good business. It is the name of Christ they are minting at. The crusaders say that we got it all wrong. They say it was a time factor that Jesus was prophesying about and not whether he would be dead or alive. They say, can't you see that he's emphasized is a time factor? He repeats the word 3-4 times. And these are the drowning men and women clutching at straws. So now we must see what Jesus say. You see now we quote verbatim the Bible, right? And Bible, normally he'll tell you he's quoting from the King James Version. Now if you come upstairs to my house on top, you will find the King James Version copy I got is the best copy. Like. So that King, one Christian guy gave it to me. So that is called the red ink one. So whatever Jesus said directly according to them, that's in the red ink. And whatever all the disciples, everybody else said, is in black ink. So you won't find red ink many places compared to... And best part that all these characters, Mark, Luke, John, whatever, none of them met Jesus. None of them met Jesus, right? So therefore, there are so many discrepancies. So this is Holy Bible, Matthew chapter 12, verse 40. Now, reference like that, you, Mosaic, you should write it down. So tomorrow, if you're giving a lecture, anyway, I don't know if you're giving, like I'll be in Roshni, inshallah. So therefore, I told them it's Good Friday, so I need extra time. You understand? So then I see we made Azan 12:15. Then after Azan will be the Sunnahs, and 12:25 we start the lecture. We can end of 5:02 for 1 o'clock, whatever, you see. It's holiday, so Good Friday. And he wrote here, it'll come just now. So I read it for you. So here what he writes. Sheikh Ahmed Didat, here what he writes. Why Good Friday? In my country, we enjoy 4 days holiday during Easter, beginning with what is called Good Friday. What makes Good Friday good? So he says that all this year and all. I've already proven to you, for all the rush, he could not bundle, okay. So he says that I like we must keep Good Friday because more people come to the mosque on that day. You understood? Because of the holiday, you see. Therefore, we like it. But for us, every Friday is Good Friday. Right. Now this is the Bible, verbatim. For as Jonah was 3 days, 3 nights in the whale's belly, in the belly of the fish, right? So shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. So who is he referring to? Jesus. So Jesus must be also buried in the tomb. Tomb means the grave. For 3 days, 3 nights. You see that? So now that is how he says that now. So now we start working out. He says, I meet all these pastors and popes and whoever and them. And then we start working out. So then we see now Easter week. Friday, placed in tomb at sunset. Right? So 1 night. Saturday, supposed to be in the tomb. So 1 day. And night, 1 night. Sunday, null. And then Sunday night, null. So total, 1 day and 2 nights. So now if you got this here, so how can it be 3 days, 3 nights? You understood? So he says he had a debate with one of their Christian guys, Mr. Robert Fahey. So this Mr. Robert Fahey was from America, and they were the Seventh-day Adventists and all these things here. So he started and all that. He agreed 100% with the present writer's conclusion that Good Friday was actually disproving Christ's claim to be the Messiah. To solve this problem, he suggested we count backwards from the time he was discovered to be missing from the tomb. That's on Sunday morning, first day of the week when Mary Magdalene went to anoint him, meaning she didn't see him and so forth. So when they worked out backwards, so they, instead of Good Friday, they came to Good Wednesday. They came to Good Wednesday. And this priest here, this Robert Fahey, he agreed with Ahmad Didat. Said, yes, our Bible is even mixed up on this issue. So he said, if it's mixed up on this issue, then how many other issues it is mixed up on? So he said, who has deceived the 1.2 billion Christians of the world, including the Roman Catholics who claim an unbroken chain of popes from the first Pope Peter to the present Pope into falsely celebrating Good Friday, I asked him. So Mr. Fahey unashamedly answered the devil. The devil led 1,200,000, you understand, Christians astray. There's all they recorded, you see that? So that is why you must understand that to read these books is very important. Then you come here, you must see, now I'm reading from his book, Abdullah Hakim Quick's book, right? So he wrote also something very nice. Now, you know, he's very good in language also, because he comes from that part of the world, you understand? So he's got here the truth about Easter. That's the heading. He says, now you were asking about the Easter eggs and hot cross buns and all. He's got all that here. So I'll just give you a little bit and see. He says the truth about Easter and all that. The spring festival called Easter is a movable feast that depends on both the sun and the moon. The earth spins on its axis and it travels around the sun, a journey that takes a year. Twice a year in spring and in autumn, the sun is directly over the imaginary line running around the widest part of the earth, the equator. At both this time, day and night are equal in length and we have an equinox. The spring equinox occurs there around March 20. And the fall means autumn, like you see. So equinox around September 23. Easter is always the first Sunday that follows the full moon. You got it? So, moon or after the spring equinox. The earliest date for Easter is March 31. You see that? No, March 21. Yeah, 21, I think. Yeah, March 21. So, March 21. And the latest is April 25th. You see that? And all that is got all the references and all that. So, yeah, it is. So, now this year when it is Easter Sunday and all these things here. Yeah. So it is when? April 20th, Sunday. You see that? So you have that Good Friday and you have the Easter Monday and all these things there. So that's what he's giving you there and all these kind of things. He says, when was all these things started? He says that these things, yeah, when St. Patrick was captured by pirates from Ireland and taken there for 6 years, he tended sheep. Then he escaped to France and became a monk. In 432, a vision led him back to Ireland to bring the Christian religion to the people. Like other pagans, the Irish held spring fire rites and did not want to give them up. So in place of the old pagan custom, Patrick offered them a new Christian fire rite. On Easter Eve, he gathered them together for huge bonfires outside the churches. The custom of starting a blessing on new fire each year spread through Europe, and at the time, all Christians made it part of the Easter service. You see? So all this, he gives you all that. See, hot cross buns. Every year when Lent begins, you understand, that is their season of worshipping in it. The delicious spicy bun with raisins inside and a shiny brown top decorated with a cross of white icing appears again. The story of hot cross bun goes far back that no one is sure where it begins. So again, it's got to do with the Christian festival and all that. But Muslims want to buy it, sell it, eat it. So what are we eating? Is halal and tayyibah, as I'm asking. If you don't say absolutely haram, you'll have to say mashkuk, is doubtful. And Quran says, kulu mimma fil ardi halal and tayyibah. The hadith Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in Tirmidhi, authentic hadith, da'a ma yuribuka ila ma la yuribuka. Leave that which puts you into doubt and opt for that in which is no doubt. So therefore we say it's not permissible. Easter eggs, our people were made for all these things. The mystical meaning of the egg goes back thousands of years and can be found in many cultures. The ancient, I told you, he's a very big historian, this Sheikh Dr. Abdullah Hakim Quick. The ancient Egyptian, Persian, Phoenicians and Hindus believed the world itself began with the enormous egg. In one Hindu myth, the world egg broke into two, half turned to gold, becoming the sky, and half to silver, forming the earth. That's a Hindu belief, you see. So this is the whole thing. Mountains, rivers, oceans, cloud, mist came from the layers just under the shell. The ancient Persian, Greeks and Chinese gave another gift of eggs during the joyous spring festival and all these things. Yeah. Okay, the Druze were sorcerers and were priests, judges and healers. They worshipped nature gods, practiced magic and held secret ceremonies in sacred groves. In one of the ceremonies, the Druids circled around a pile of serpent eggs. The egg stood for life, while the circle meant that life is an eternal and endless change. So meaning all this here got to do with pagan customs. So Allah is asking you, chapter 5, verse number 15, afa hukmal jahiliyyati yabhoon. Do you want the laws of Jahiliyyah? If you want the laws of Jahiliyyah, then how you can be a Muslim? If you accept the laws of Jahiliyyah, it is the very antithesis what you say. It's the opposite of Islam. So that is why I gave that introduction. So you see, these kind of books here are very good for us to have. It's simple also to read in contemporary English, nothing mystical and superstition and so, and they're giving all the Christian sources and all this. Now, if you just open, you see the Lens newspaper. Simple example. Somebody dropped it off here. You know, every week they come drop off the newspapers. So, I don't know if you read it. You will see so many adverts of Easter. Now, if non-Muslim, Hindus or Christian or Jews or whoever, that is their business. It got nothing to do with us. But ma'al asafi shadid. The sad part is this, that the Muslims today are also promoting this. And if you ask the Muslim why you do that, so they got ready-made answer. Say, you see, my brother, you see, when they started my brother business, they're the Shias. See, my brother, like that they speak the Shias, you know, kafir pakka. They say, my brother, the enemy is America and Iraq, Israel. We must forget all this. Shia, Sunni, this, that. We all brother, and we are Muslims. And we must be united. And I said, yes, we can be united. We accept everybody. You say Hazrat Imam Ali, we say Sayyidina Ali. You say Sayyidina Hassan, you say Imam Hassan, we say Sayyidina Hassan. You say Imam Hussein, we say. You say Imam Zainul Abidin, so we say. You say Imam Baqir, we say. You say Imam Jafar, we say. So we accept. But how we can unite with you when you take our greatest people, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Mother Aisha, Sayyidina Hafsa, Amirul Mu'minin, Amir Muawiyah, all you say they kafir and curse and murtad. Now, on what grounds are we going to have unity? Say, no, that we will discuss afterwards. Say, no. When I look at you Shia, yesterday I was there at Darul Zakaria, Hazrat Mufti Sahib was teaching, you understand, Ibn Majah. So that hadith came, وَيْلُلْ لِلْأَعْقَابِ مِنَ النَّارِ. You know the famous hadith in Tirmidhi Ibn Majah. So woe, destruction, Jahannam, for those people whose heels, it remains dry and it will end up in the fire. You know, they made wudu, but the heels were dry. So it's famous, the Hazrat said that this hadith goes against the Shias because they reject Ghaslul Qadamain. They reject Ghaslul Qadamain. They say you mustn't wash the feet in wudu. And they reject Masah al-Khufayn. So that also. So they only believe in Masah al-Qadamayn. So then when we were alone, so I told Hazrat, you know, every city I went to, whether it was Tehran, whether it was Ray, whether it was Shiraz, whether it was, you understand, any city I went, I made sure I go to Deir Husseiniya. Husseiniya is what we call Masjid. And I just make like I'm a madcap. I don't know what's happening. Like, you know, but I should be wide awake. And I go there in the ablution block, wuzu, this, that. Not I want to make, I do everything in hotel, you understand? So that I come there, I see how they make wuzu. They just, this is the foot, for example, they just make like this. Whole lot, I never saw one person anywhere that washing the feet. They just, they use two, three fingers and just over the foot, they just make like that. So you call it masha alal qadamain. So that is how they believe, you see. So you start from wudu, you come to salat, you come to siyam, you come to zakat, you come to hajj, you come to nikah, you come to jima, husband-wife relationship. Even in that we got ikhtilaf. We say qubul only, you can enter the front passage. These haramis say you can enter the back passage. And Khomeini and them are proud about that. They write about this. Understood? So how you reconcile? There isn't one chapter, I read through the whole thing of the Shias. Al-Fiqhu al-Madhaib al-Khamsa. That show me one chapter from starting to ending we agree on. I can't find one chapter. So how, on what grounds we united? You see? So they make all this Easter and all that is their business. But Muslim, now today's Muslim who is like a modern Muslim, they say you must be broad-minded. They say, no, my brother, you don't understand the modern world. I say, yeah, I want to learn it from you. Now explain. They say, you see, when it's our Eid, then these non-Muslims, they say, happy Eid to the Muslim clientele. They say, happy Eid to the Muslims. So we also must reciprocate, you know, we also must be broad-minded and so forth. I said, yes, you must be broad-minded, but as long as you're not encroaching on the Sharia. Yeah, you're going against Quranic verses, you're going against the Sunnah Mubarakah, you're going against the Fatawa or Sahaba, and you're going against our very, very Aqidah. It means you're rejecting through your action, chapters number 4, verse 157, 158, 159. Look at the consequences and the... You understand? Oh, the
ramifications.
You know, the what?
Ramifications.
Ramifications, that's the word, yeah. So that the consequences and ramifications and so forth. Jazakallah khair. So what is chapter 4, verse 157? Wama qataluhu. They never killed him. The Jutlas never killed him. Jutlas are because haramis. They murdered Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam. They murdered and martyred Nabi Yahya alayhi salam. And they attempted to kill and assassinate Nabi Isa alayhi salam. They attempted to assassinate Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Quran says never killed him. وَمَا صَلَبُوا And nor did they crucify him. Then in front Allah says, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ يَقِينًا To make it 100% sure, there must be no iota of doubt. Definitely, surely, they did not kill him. Barrafa'ullah ilayhi. Allah Ta'ala raised him up physically, bodily, in the state of awakeness and all. And then, 159, وَإِمْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَ النَّبِي قَبْلَ مَوْتِ Before the death of Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, after his second coming, these Jews, Christians will bring Iman. And if they don't bring Iman, there'll be jihad against them. That time will be immal Islam wa immal Saif. Either you embrace Islam or either death penalty. You see? So that is one of the main reasons Jesus is coming back. لِإِبْتَالِ أَقِيدَةِ الْيَهُودِ لِإِبْتَالِ أَقِيدَةِ النَّصَارَى To tell the Jews and Christians, both of you in the wrong. One party went to make and elevated me and made me Ibnullah. You made me the son of God, Allah forbid, highest form of kufr and shirk. And the other party, the Jutta, said they made him the worst of the worst, and they said Ibn Zaniya. Allah forbid, he's the son of a halot, of a very loose lady, Allah forbid. So you can see, bro, Islam came only with the true religion. So your so-called broad-mindedness is taking you out of the fold of Islam sometimes, if you're not careful. You see? But the Muslim today, understand this point. The Muslim, and Mal Asafi Shadid, many of our scholars also are like that today. So you must remember that it's no more yu'minuna bil ghaib, that you must believe in the unseen. It is yu'minuna bil jayb. How we can use Islam to make money? Understood? Commercialization of Islam. Now in the process, your aqidah, you saw this morning I sent you something, you understand? I don't know if I sent it to you. So they say that one guy, he can't even take that, you understand, the name Israel. You understand? I think I sent it, huh? Yeah. So he can't even take the name Israel, but he's supposed to be a sheikh, supposed to be a mufti. Not mufti, mufatiya, you understand? Pehle the mufti masail ke batane wale, abhi hai mufti mufke khane wale. Iqbal used to say, you know. So that is what you have today. Imagine that there's a proper genocide going on, but you shaitan and you come on TV and this and all that, and you can't even use the word Israel. So what scholar you are? You can't speak against Israel, you can't speak against the Shias, you can't speak against MBS. So what are you preaching? Understand? Therefore, the sheikh in the Haram, he said he's a khasi. You understood? He said that this guy is a castrated guy. That's the word used. He said that guy there is a castrated guy. You understand? That was Siyullah, the Imam, then the Mufti in the Haram. He said, Huwa khasiyun. You understood? I'll send it to you if I didn't send it to you. So he says a castrated guy. You understood? So let it. So the point we must understand is our very foundation is our aqidah. And that is non-negotiable irrespective of what happens. So otherwise, without aqidah, what Muslim we are? You understand? So it will become just like the Jews and Christians, and then they all mixed up, they don't know what is there. There's no such thing as Christianity, Judaism left today if you look at it, because 90% of them are secularists. Their name is Christian name. Their name is Jewish name. But if you go study, 90%, 80% of them, they got nothing to do. I've been to Italy, so I asked the brother Abdullah, I see all these churches here are closed. You see, they only open twice. When a guy who gets married, he'll go to the church, 80% don't believe in it anymore. They just check in. You understand? Check in, boy, girl, lovers, and they just stay together, make haram children. Or in the case of death, then they go. But they're not interested in that also, because if you want to go to the church, then you must have coffin and you must have the, they say rather cremate, it works out cheaper. The Christian, they make wasiyat, they bequeath. They say, don't bury me and all that in this coffin, is too expensive and this and this and all that. Just cremate me, finish and ka. So they choose the Hindu thing. We say, why are you choosing that? The coffin also is not permissible, cremating also is not permissible. Become Sulman, become Muslim. So yeah, they say become Sulman, you know. So become Sulman, become Muslim, and then you become true Muslim. And then you pass away with Iman, Islam. We'll give you ghusl. We will bathe you. Then for the men, we use 3 pieces of material, calico. And for the woman, 5 pieces. Then we cover you, enshroud you. And thereafter, we have a funeral prayer, jana, and then we bury you. You came from the soil and you go back to the soil. So Islam is the best for the rest and for everybody, rich and poor. So today, these people, they have to take out insurance for burial. They in debt before death because it's so expensive and so forth. You know that, I can even tell you, this guy, Bongani, in the 7:02 in the morning, he starts 6 o'clock and he ends 9 o'clock. So I heard him, normally breakfast time I hear him, even today I heard him breakfast time. So when he said, you know, I'm amazed that our black people, our black people, how much they spend on this box and coffin and so forth. It goes to 1 million, 2 million. They say we must give the last rites and send off our brother, father, mother with the best coffin, best limousine, best clothing, best. He say, but if you take that coffin and you take a tomato box, you understand? After a few years, nothing is all finished, you understand? So therefore, I told my family they must cremate me. I don't want all these boxes at all. From Gandhi on 7:02, I heard myself. Understood? So this time. So I was thinking I must phone and tell him, but you know this guy also. So they put you on the line for half an hour now. And to tell him, therefore, what you are promoting both is wrong. The coffin also is wrong, and cremating also is wrong. Study Islam, remove all your prejudice, remove all your biasness, and then you will see Islam is the best for all times, all places, and all circumstances. That is our Islam. You see that? So now, same thing here. We have to protect the... Okay. Therefore, I challenge any Christian, any Jew, take Jesus in the Quran, take Sayyidina Maryam, Mary in the Quran, and draw a comparison and juxtapose it and see what is written in the Torah, what is written in the Gospel Bible, and see who is showing more reverence, respect to these holy personalities. You understand? Nobody can show more respect. Allah Ta'ala mentioned Nabi Isa alayhi salam's name 25 times. Hazrat Maryam 34 times. Whole surah dedicated to her. Chapter 19, 98 verses. And we see what the Bible says and what the Torah says and all this kind of thing. All the Talmud says and all that. They swear them. They call him Ibn Zaniyah. You understand? And Allah forbid, you must remember. So that is why we must understand Easter is not just going hot cross buns and this, you understand? That Easter message and that. This Aqidah involved in it. And we can't be compromising ourselves on all these issues. That is the main issue that we need to understand. For our people is what? Christmas time advertise Christmas, Diwali time advertise Diwali, New Year time advertise that. So the bottom line is no more yu'minuna bil ghaib, to believe in the unseen. The bottom line is yu'minuna bil ghaib. How we can make money? And that's exactly what Nabi alayhi salam said. Min ashrati sa'a, one of the signs of Qiyamah will be the Muslim la yubali ay ya'khudha min al halal or min al haram. Whether his income will be from halal, haram, it won't bother him. That's the time we are living in. So see if you got any other questions or people send some question or something.
Mufti Sahib, as organizations, are we allowed to give holidays on this particular day?
So we must remember that one is the government gives holiday and our people close. Nice holiday finish, you understand? It's not because they want to give holiday, the government give holiday. Second one, if you call your staff, you're running a shop, right? And you call your staff tomorrow, Friday. And you call your non-Muslim staff, understood, and so forth, or Monday, and this, and all that, and tell them come and work, and so forth. They will tell you, I'll come, you must pay me double pay, overtime, understood, so now they'll say, why we must do, rather we make holiday, understood. So, now, see, another thing you must see, I carried it this morning in the news, I don't know if you all carried it in the news, today, 500 plus Patco buses are going to Moriya. You understand? You'll know where's Moriya. When I went there, my brother is named Munir. My brother, Mehman brother. His name is Munir Noor Muhammad, Munir Moti. So he always invites me to Potis, Potkhitasras. Potkhitasras' new name is Makupani. And Petersburg's new name is Polakwani. So now last year, I think it was, or 2 years before, I can't remember, you understand? So I told him, we had time. So I told him, panga time ay, this Moriya, how far is it? He said, come, we go, I'll take you. I said, very good. Now, I like to see all these kind of things. You see this where they say Jesus was buried, all that. If you've been there to Masjidul Aqsa, so behind it, you will see Kanisatul Qiyamah. That they call it Kanisatul Qiyamah, the Church of Resurrection. And some ulama say it was called Kanisatul Kumama. You understand? Where they used to put the dirt and all that. Then they changed it. Anyway, so in English they call it Holy Safalka. I went inside there, they swore my guts out. You know, so I just went inside. I mean, I don't know what they're saying. You understand? Even there down I went there. That where there's a wailing wall. Where the Jutlas, they swore me. You understood? But the police gave me permission. They say, I told them I want to go down. So I said, they told me, give me your passport. I said, yeah, keep it. When I come back, I'll pick it up. So I went right down. I wanted to see what they do there. They shake like this the whole time. You think they're busy with their wives, you know, and this type of thing. The haramis, you understood? And they got Kali one barrier there. You understood? The man one side and the woman one side. So you must remember like this and all. So all that. So you must go and see. Laysa al-khabaru kalmu'a. What you frightened and all this stuff. So now, so Munir took me. I think there's just two of us, you understand? So I said, leave these ladies and they don't understand nothing. So we went, you understood? So you go Polokwani, Petersburg just in front there. So the big there. Couldn't go right inside, but outside they showed me. So now there's me plus minus 500,000, 1,000,000 people, the 4 days. From today, 500 from here, Gauteng alone, buses are going. Understood? You go today to Petersburg and the Polokwane, I don't know how many police there will be, how many fire brigades there will be, how many does everything. It's the biggest ijtima of the Christians in South Africa. You know how we have tabliq ijtima. So they make their own ijtima. I told Junaid Mota there's an ijtima taking place. He said, but isn't ijtima next weekend? I said, not our ijtima, it's the Christian ijtima. I said, oh. So I was explaining to him. So South Africa has very big, all those neighboring countries, the people, they come there. It's called Moria, you understood? And they make millions and millions and so forth. So I had a maid working for us. Yeah, you understood? She felt very sick and this and all that. Then she had to leave and all that. So we gave her a lot of money, whatever. So those 4 days, whole week she should take off. They say, Hamba Moria, you understood? The ZCC, you see, they wear that sticker. ZCC, Zion is Christian Church. Zion is a mountain, you see. So the ZCCs, they all gather there. For them, it's the biggest thing. They'll believe if they go there, they're all forgiven, like, you know, understood, and so forth. So things like this, you know, Allama Khalid Mahmood, when he came to South Africa, first time he came was, our first Jalsa there was 83, and Darulum. 73 started, 83. 84, he came. So he addressed the teachers. He asked us, how many of you got a Bible? I think not one of us had. And he shouted us. Say, you live in a Christian country and you don't have a Bible. So how the hell? He didn't use the word how the hell. But he meant that. He said that how can you then challenge the Christians? Like now these verses I gave and all that. You understand? Matthew chapter 12, verse 40. And so how will you challenge them if you don't even have a Bible? Me, I had to buy 2-3 Bibles, one shot, you understood? Arabic Bible, Urdu Bible, Christian Bible, and whatever, King James Version. I said, better get everything sorted out now. So then I started doing biblical studies in varsity at UNISA, you understood? And there in Newcastle, there is one, St. Dominic, you see? So it's a Catholic school. So there's an old lady, 80, 85 years, Sister Teresa. So I used to go by her. I say, madam, you know what? Me, I'm studying and I need books. See, whatever book you want, you can take from here. After 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you return it. So give me free of charge. No, nothing. No money, nothing. They just said, you can take it and you bring it back. I used to take the books from there, study everything, and then I write my assignment and I send it. So that's how we got involved in biblical studies. And then I go sit by Didat, you know. So like that. So you pick up all these kind of points like that. Yeah. You got Bible. See, you must have Bible. So this time, you know, this Zamana, you must not say you don't have Bible. You must say, no, I got it on the internet.
Yeah, like that we have.
Yeah. So but I don't like that. You must have hard copy. You can make notes and all that, you know. Yeah. So I like, see like this books here I showed you. So these kind of things you must have, you see. Very good it is.
Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
صوت أهل السنة والجماعة صوت مركز الصحابة.